finding the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio.
Good evening. You're listening to the National Intel Report. Today, I am John Stadtmiller's guest host. My name is Don Nikoloff. And I would like to thank John for the opportunity. I've been a longtime listener of RBN, and I've gotten to know many of the hosts, many of the guests, and we're in for an exciting show today. Why is it going to be exciting? Because I have no idea what we're going to talk about. Anyway, I got a couple of quick announcements I'd like to make. Those of you who are already supporting RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, we'd like to thank you. Anyone who is interested in contributing to the cause of patriotism and bringing this information forward to the public, you can either call 1-800-724-2719, or you can write to RBN, that's Republic Broadcasting, at 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that address is 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Now, there is a lot on the table today, and I suppose we could talk about a myriad of things. We're wondering if we're going to go to war in Iran. It certainly looks like it. There was an intelligence report about a week ago that came out that the Soviet intelligence agencies had picked up a clue that we were going to attack Iran on April 6th. That day came and went. Nothing happened. There was a hostage situation with 15 British soldiers who had accidentally, they claim, wandered into Iranian waters, though they claim they were in Iraqi waters, and they were released. And it seemed to quell the tension, but it didn't stop oil prices from rising. I think before the end of last weekend, oil prices had jumped at least $8 a barrel, and our gas prices have gone up substantially. In some states, as high as $1.30. I think San Francisco is the high point. And we'll talk about that a bit more when we come back from this break. You're listening to the National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force.
Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And good evening. This is not John Stadtmiller. This is Don Nikoloff. My voice is actually up about an octave from John's velvet voice. I think he's got one of the greatest, if not the greatest voice in talk radio in the whole nation. Before the break, I was mentioning some issues facing the false flag events that are going on, I guess we could call them. And we're looking at the rising oil prices again, the release of the hostages, the 15 British soldiers that meandered into Iranian waters had no impact on the lowering of the gas prices. It looks like they're getting us ready for another jump as we speak. And, of course, we've got issues with other countries in the Middle East. We've got the recent revelation that Halliburton is going to be moving to Dubai. And one of the reasons they're going to do that is because of a non-reciprocating extradition treaty, meaning that should we want to arrest someone or instigate some sort of investigation into improprieties that may be going on in government contracts, they would be free and clear and could hide. This is also evident in some of the financial shenanigans that are going on around the country, some which I have reported in past issues of the Idaho Observer. These things are so incredible when you look at the amount of money that's involved. And we're talking about trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, not millions with an M or billions with a B, but trillions with a TR in front. It's unimaginable that so much money could be misplaced, abused, misused, taken offshore, put into secret accounts. But there is a God up above, and I wanted to bring up a story which I had read over the weekend that came out of London, worldreports.org. And the editor of that publication and the International Currency Review, Christopher Story, came out with some new intelligence information about the situation of the embezzlement of a what began as a $27.5 trillion sum and has now grown well over $75 trillion, money amassed during the President Reagan administration, which resulted in Ambassador Leo Wanta's incarceration under false pretenses in the state of Wisconsin, and then his subsequent filing of a lawsuit, which made him the trustor of, in a settlement, $4.5 trillion, of which he is in line to pay $1.575 trillion into the U.S. Treasury. That would benefit our economy immensely. This money has been held back from the people. It's, as I mentioned, it's been put in offshore accounts. It has passed through the hands of Bank of America, I believe Wells Fargo Bank, also Wachovia, and Goldman Sachs. It has gone into the hands of our Homeland Security Secretary. And I understand from Mr. Story's writings, even Vice President Dick Cheney had his hands on the money. And some of the agents, particularly CIA agents, have fled to Ireland, which also has a non-reciprocating extradition treaty with the United States. And so these agents, some months ago, have already fled. Now, the new intelligence information that Mr. Story has published details some 1,500 people. In the beginning, it was about 18 cabinet members and White House staffers. Now it has gone into just incredible numbers. 1,500 people are named in these indictments. Back in December of last year, December 23rd to be exact, our U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson was arrested for trying to stop these funds from being dispersed from Deutsche Bank in Germany. He was arrested. They assigned an intelligence group under a $350 million contract to keep tabs on Mr. Paulson. And he has made various trips to different parts of the world to launder this money, to get this money moving from bank to bank. Now, recently, involving the 1,500 people who now have been named, and although Mr. Story doesn't name these people on his site, he has substantiated that these people have been trying to use their credit cards, which are tied to these offshore accounts, and they can't even buy groceries. They're hitting on the staffers, the secretaries, and other employees at the White House and in various offices in Washington, D.C., just to survive. So now they're getting a taste of their own medicine. And as the days go on, we hope to see more revelations come forward. I urge anyone that wants to look at this, as incredible as it sounds. And as Frank Whalen once told me when I had called into his show back when he was on RBN in the mornings, he told me that it just sounded like a fairy tale, and I had to agree with him that it did. But I did the research on Ambassador Wanta, on the manner in which he brought the Soviet Union to its knees financially by purchasing discount rubles and then reselling them. And he was authorized to do that by President Reagan. If I remember correctly, there was a presidential order number 12333, which gave him that ability. And his intention was always to repatriate the money into our account. Now, several states have also lost out in this. The state of Virginia and the state of Maryland, where Ambassador Wanta's treasurer and vice president, Michael C. Cottrell, is conducting business. We're talking a windfall tax in Virginia around $280 billion. That's a lot of money. And so Virginia obviously would like to see this money come forward. And this is just based upon the $4.75 trillion. We're not talking about the over $75 trillion that those monies are now worth. In terms of the international perspective of this, this is known all over Europe. In fact, when I had written an article for the Idaho Observer on which came out January 22nd of this year, the article was picked up in Europe and millions of copies were sent throughout Europe and Asia. So this is not a big secret in other parts of the world, but our side stream media has been able to keep it out of the news, and they figure that it's more important for us to know who's going to get Anna Nicole Smith's baby and what color underwear Britney Spears is or is not wearing. Before we go to our next break, I have a special guest that I, at the last minute, asked to appear on the show, and she is an essayist, is quite well known on various websites on the internet. I've read many of her work or works, and she's absolutely brilliant and really, really a wonderful person to know. I'd like to welcome to the National Intel Report Judy Andreas. Judy, are you there?
I'm here, but who are you describing?
Well, I'm describing you.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
a surprise,
absolutely,
huh?
Brilliant. It didn't seem to fit. Like the Cinderella in the shoe, you know. But thank you.
How are you doing today, Judy?
That's a loaded question. I guess life is what happens when you're making other plans. Not very original, but quite true. So this is a spontaneity, a little bit of spontaneity, and very good to be on the show.
You sound much better than the last time I talked to you. I think you're
getting
older.
I don't think I could sound worse.
Airplane bronchitis you had? Or was
I caught it in the Great Northwest. It's the curse of the Great Northwest. It wants me to stay on the East Coast where I belong.
Did you get that from the planes or the aerosol plumes?
You never know. As long as it's not Morgellons, I feel blessed. I mean, after Morgellons, it's all uphill.
Yeah. Oh, that's a scary, scary illness, I'll tell you.
Well, when you were talking, and I was thinking, God, there's no scarcity of bad news, is there? And I think that you have to be, even though I might wake up feeling, oh, another day with bronchial infection, I think that I have to flip that into, I'm grateful to be waking up to another day. I think gratitude is really important because there's just an awful lot going on, and we just can't lose that.
Yes, that's so true. You know, I'm in my personal prayer, I always approach the God from a sense of gratitude, and that's what he appreciates. We've got to take a short pause here. You're listening to the National Intel Report, and we'll be back with our surprise guest, Judy Andreas.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
And we're back here with the National Intel Report. Again, I'd like to thank main man, Mr. John Stadtmiller, for inviting me to fill in for him today. It was very short notice, but I am deeply honored. And I am deeply honored to be out there with all the listeners this evening. We have a special surprise guest on the line right now, Judy Andreas. Judy, as we were talking, and during the break, I was thinking about the power behind your writing. And I've heard many of your interviews. Although we've only met recently, I have read your work. And going back, perusing some of the sites, you had a lot of stuff on Jeff Rentz's site. And I'm just in awe at the economy of words that you use, and the spirituality behind what you write. I believe that you have an innate ability to look at a problem and sort of search the soul to find an answer. And I think what a lot of the people in the Patriot movement today are looking for are concrete answers to some of the perplexing problems that we face. We hear a lot of complaining about what's going on. And I myself, as a researcher, tend to look at the spiritual implications, but I know that it's someone that's not really spiritually awake and ready to receive the bad news about what's going on all over the planet is not going to jump right in and grasp everything that we try to say. So as someone with a musical background, I come out of music, performance and composition and production, and that's given me the ability to sort of make pieces fit together. You know, we do that with instruments when we orchestrate or arrange music. And definitely when we mix and record, we use our all of our experience to paint a portrait or to conceptualize something and present it for the listener. So in a manner that it's pleasant and inspiring and understandable. And it's much the same in research. I got into research by not being satisfied with what I was seeing and by not getting the answers to what was really going on. And I think a lot of what you can bring to this movement has to do with your spiritual views on these things as well as, you know, the research that you've done. Do you care to comment on
that? I do. I just didn't want to interrupt you.
Thank you.
This is my usual fashion. usually I just jump in. You were talking about brevity, and of course there's the cliche, brevity is the source of wit, but when you said it, I was thinking maybe it's also the source of wisdom, because these days people have a really short attention span. They're used to sound bites. They can't, if you ramble on, by the time you're finished with the sentence, they have totally forgotten what the beginning was. So somehow you have to figure out a way, and I don't do this intentionally. I just always was a person with a one-liner. I tried to make my point and run, and run. But I think that sometimes when I continue on or go on the so-called roll, I get people overdosed. I lose them. And every time I write an essay, I want it to somehow be a healing, unifying experience for the reader. I don't want to get in there with accusations and divisiveness. It's too easy. There are so many people that spend their entire careers writing the same essay over and over again, playing the blame game. I don't think that's what will heal the planet, if there is such a thing that's going to heal the planet. Maybe we're not here to heal the planet. Maybe it's just... At the end of the day, it's the physician heal thyself.
Yeah, I agree. I know in light of what you just said, that we're not here to destroy the planet either, and we're not here to destroy life, but that seems to be what goes on. It seems to be the status quo.
Yeah, but we have a circle around us, hopefully, that when we perform an act of kindness or... I guess that describes what I'm trying to say. An act of kindness. I think, and I definitely believe, that there is a ripple effect that goes out into the universe. And so that maybe we are making, by doing things in our small circles grow into larger ones. And that's about all we can do. And sometimes people who think too globally, but they don't act locally, really lose the whole point. And sometimes what they're doing is they're running away from their own inability to relate to other people with kindness, with love, to relate to different types of people without judgment immediately, because people are so quick to focus on differences. People are so quick to walk across homeless bodies on the street with the they brought on their selves kind of feeling. And when you do that, You might get online and write a brilliant screed or something, but you're a hypocrite. And so I think that we're all really, it begins with ourselves, begins with what we are doing.
We'll continue that thought, Judy, when we come back. You're listening to the National Intel Report. I'm Don Nikoloff, substituting for John Stattmiller, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
And we're back with the National Intel Report. This is Don Nikoloff. I'm filling in for John Stattmiller this evening. And our guest on the line is none other than essayist Judy Andreas. Judy, before we went to our break here, you were describing the mindset or the spiritual conviction that you have in approaching the issues that we face today, and they really span every spectrum of human experience and human existence. I think some of what you are talking about is taking individual responsibility and maybe outgrowing or moving out of denial. Is that what kind of...
I think that we don't assume responsibility. We're very quick to point fingers. We're very quick to point the problem's always out there. It's never in here. It's very easy to say what people here should be doing and what people here should be doing, but never what am I doing? And is what I'm doing making... am I making something better or worse? Because I think nothing... Everything's always changing. So either you are doing something constructive or you're doing something destructive, even with your thoughts. And that becomes a great responsibility. It's like suddenly your responsibility for everything you're responsible for every thought you have in your head, for every word that comes out of your mouth. And you're not so quick to jab at somebody else, because you can hear your words hanging in the air when you've hurt another person. If you're really sensitive, you can feel the pain, and not the way Clinton said it. You can really feel the pain and the suffering of another human being. And what was somebody else suffering on the planet? We're all suffering on the planet. Some people don't like to recognize the interconnectedness, as Teilhard de Chardin called it, of the human species, or the, on some level, I would dare to venture and call it the oneness, although I'm not talking about one world order. I'm talking about that place where we're all flesh and blood, and we all hurt. We all have children and parents. And
I'm sorry.
No. I'm doing just what I said I wouldn't. I'm on a roll because this stuff is so incredibly important to me. It's words, but the words are so charged.
Well, it's our oneness with God, our oneness with creation is what you're speaking about. And in that, you know, there has to be a balance. You know, we have this positive energy and we have this negative energy. We have positive thought. We have negative thought. We have positive action and we have negative action. And then we have reaction on both sides. And, mm-hmm. and it you know, when the ego gets into it, then we end up with a whole myriad of problems, which really points to us, like you said, you know, personal responsibility. It also has to do with consciousness, realizing who we are and why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't seem to make enough money on the planet. So, you know, we're pushed into a paradigm of materialism and productivity and what we have in the bank is our worth, and we ignore the spiritual side, which is really who we are ultimately.
Even this whole thing called the New Age, which I decided is one of the largest ripoffs going. Any part of it that's workable is not, and there's nothing new about it. And then it's just overloaded with charlatans. I understand it came out of the works of Aleister Crowley, so that shows you where the roots are. But these people who are so imbued with their New Age philosophy, when you get right down to it, I know so many of them, they'll take any potion, any tonic, anything to make themselves look more beautiful, look more youthful. They're so caught up in three-dimensional reality that I say, where's room for the spirit? Now, there's a new movie that seems to be a totally cult thing, The Secret, it's called. Are you familiar with it?
Yes. In fact, I've seen the DVD and I've read the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got my own opinions on.
I'm afraid to say mine.
Would you like to hear them, or maybe we do yours first?
I don't know. Is it ladies first here?
Well, you're the guest. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was appalled by it. Not appalled by the principle necessarily of the law of attraction, but appalled mm-hmm. by the examples that this DVD used to show how we can create a better life for ourselves. For people who haven't seen it, the people in the DVD are people, the writers and some quantum physicists, but they're talking about how they use this power of thinking something into manifestation for getting shiny new cars, the $1 million home, wives to die for. And I was... After a while, I just couldn't take it anymore. There were only a couple of people in that movie that had anything to do with an inner life, as far as I was concerned. Because wives to die for can die. And $4 million homes can easily be taken away these days by eminent domain. And there was like so little of lasting value.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Well, I was just going to make a little snide remark that a $4 million home will only be a $1 million home in Amaro's. So, I read the language. My problem with the book and with the DVD was the language that was used. And this is not New Age speaking. This is my understanding of the law of attraction, is that when we use words like want or need, the real meaning of those words is not desire or something that we are about to get. And what I mean by that is when we say, and I'm not trying to sound like a New Ager here, but, you know, if you believe that everything is energy and that you're putting that energy out, you know, in your thinking, in your action, and you are affirming either just through your thought pattern or the words you use or your actions that you are in want, you are in a state of lack.
Mm-hmm.
And they use that word want in almost every example throughout the book and throughout the movie. And really the movie is, you know, for the person that can't read or is too lazy to read. It offers a feel good presentation. It's visual. I mean, it's well produced and everything as far as the movie goes. And the book is gorgeous as far as the paper and the binding and the presentation. But looking at the words, I kept finding myself disagreeing with the language that was used, because it reaches a syntax and it is there's programming in it, and it's not necessarily positive programming. Like you said, it keeps us focused on the material aspects,
mm-hmm.
of life, and it doesn't deal with the spiritual side, which is really what this is all about.
And I've seen the reactions of people on last time I saw the DVD. I was in a group of people, and they all looked so enthralled by it. Oh, I'm finally going to get out of debt, and I'm finally going to get this and that. And I was thinking the other day, I was reading, I think it was like AOL or something, and I shouldn't be laughing when I'm telling it, but it was about the latest person with the lotto curse and what happens when people all of a sudden get these millions of dollars, and then they have plus millions of phone calls with people who are asking for things, and they don't really know what to do with the money. And it really, more often than not, seems to wind up being the worst thing that ever happened to them. So we think, because we come from a place of lack, as I believe it's spiritual lack, that, oh, if I only had this, then I'd feel whole. If I only had this, my life would be complete. And then you get that, and your life doesn't change at all, because you're still in that place of lack. You just have to go on to the next toy. And I think that the people now, or probably for a long time, who have been controlling things, the power, or the people that we look at with all this power, they have so much. You're talking about the Leo Wanta story. I can't even think of trillions. I have a hard time going over 1,000 in my head. The only way I get all those zeros.
Don Harkins and I, when we first talked about that back, I was on his show, I think, on January 13th of this year. And we had talked about that. He had actually calculated the length of a dollar bill and how far this would go if you set them end to end. And I forget, it was like 31,000 years of counting or something like that, just for $1 trillion.
Yeah, you know, that boggles my mind, totally.
You know, and it was, I forget how many times it was to the moon. I mean, I don't even try to conceive of that. It to me, the story sounded absurd as it would to anyone else. But when I began to research it, and research it, not following what was posted on the web, but looking at documents and really reading between the lines, it's a true story. Christopher Story himself told me, and he is really the expert on the story. He's written masterful works on it and is still investigating it. He's still involved in it. He said, if I had something better to do with my time, I would do it. This is a true story. I would not spend my time. I would not waste my time or the time of the rest of the financial community. He's well paid for the work he does, and he's a geo-financial expert. Now, I don't expect the listeners to understand that story. I don't expect anyone to believe it. But until you do the research or read his international currency review – 480 pages of just incredible documentation that totally supports it. We don't hear one peep about this on the sidestream media, do we?
No. First I hear this.
You know, so because it's not on the news doesn't make it not true. They don't want us to know what's going on, and that's why it's kept out. It's a small handful of people. Probably four people own all the networks, and then through their subsidiaries, they control all the mainstream papers. That was the very reason why I went to Don Harkins and asked him if he would publish my research. He advertised that they publish the truth, and we deserve the truth. People are hungry for the truth. Now, what I would like to see is more people support that type of publication. And this is not a commercial for the Idaho Observer. I'm just making a statement that we say, well, we don't get the truth anywhere. They are publishing the truth. And if they had more support from people in the Patriot community and people that want to see changes, they want to see these problems dealt with responsibly, we need to support those singular voices out there that are bringing the message forward.
Well, when you say that we are hungry for the truth, I have to question that, because I've seen even in the alternative media, because there are, of course, charlatans everywhere and agents everywhere, and you really have to suspend all belief systems and be totally open, that the truth may throw your world upside down. And a lot of people are comfortable with what they think is the truth. It might be coming from Sean Vanity or Shill O'Reilly, and they think it's the truth, and it makes them feel okay, everything's all right, because the guys at the top know what they're doing, so I can just put my life in their hands. I know the truth. And then other people will go to another experience, totally alternative experience, and feel, well, now I know the truth. And yet, if some data comes along, it's just like data coming along about evolution, which was supposed to be the theory of evolution, suddenly it seems like it's a fact of evolution. And I had a discussion the other day with somebody in the alternative media, and he was absolutely angry that I should dare to question evolution. So you have to really constantly make sure that you're educable, because otherwise you'll miss the truth. You're living in your truth.
Sure. And then, you know, what is education? I mean, is it memorizing facts and passing a test, or is it being able, you know, is it being empowered to where you can arrive at conclusions and make decisions and move, you know, upward in the quality of your life? And I'm not speaking merely about the material side of your life, but, you know, how many people are really happy? You know, how many people are really in love? How many people feel that when they go outside to drive down to the store, that they're not going to be killed in a bombing, or that they're not going to be shot by, you know, just being a passersby arriving at a place at the wrong time?
Yeah, well, people are desperately seeking security, and there's no such thing as security.
Yeah. Well, don't you agree that we're also sort of, we've become a society that's just waiting for someone else to save us? You know, we're looking for that savior.
Well, that's why we go to church. That's why we support our president or whatever his decisions are. And we don't question things. We're taught to be compliant. You talk about school. I describe school as three words. Repeat after me. It's very easy to get the straight A's if you repeat after the teacher. Now, if you're more of a critical thinker than your teacher, if you're, God forbid, more intelligent than your teacher, you're in trouble, because you're looked at nowadays. And I was in the education system, and I was also in social work and social services. And when somebody is bright and creative and thinks differently, they become classified. they become like oppositionally defiant and they're put on medication.
Oh yeah, you're not a rebel.
What's that?
I was just saying you're a rebel.
I'm a rebel, but everybody I know that makes any difference in the world, if they were in the school system now, would probably be on Paxil or a Fixer or one of the myriad designer drugs to keep you dead, or to kill you slowly.
That's
why I got out of the system early, because it was wretched. I could not stand to see what they were doing to kids. This morning I heard a story of a little girl who threw a tantrum in a room. She's been arrested on felony charges. She was a kindergartner.
Well, I have to arrest you for a moment here. We're going to take a short pause, and when we come back, I'll let you out of your cell. You're listening to the National Intel Report. My name is Don Nikoloff, filling in for John Stadtmiller, and we'll be right back after these messages.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Back with the National Intel Report. John Stadtmiller could not be with us today, but he was gracious enough to allow me, Don Nikoloff, to be the guest host. And I have a guest on the show today, Judy Andreas, who is a brilliant essayist, and you can find her work all over the internet. Judy, before we go into some specifics, I'm going to do a little public service announcement here. I want to remind the listeners out there, both on RBN as well as shortwave 12.180, if you haven't seen Aaron Russo's film, America, Freedom to Fascism, by all means, get a copy of it. Invite your friends, relatives to come and see it. Pass it around into the community. We're becoming aware. You'd be surprised how many people don't actually know that the Federal Reserve is a foreign corporation. It's a foreign entity. It's not part of the United States, although it's controlling the United States. And virtually every facet of life in the United States since 1913. And I myself am doing quite a bit of research on some of the individuals behind that. It'll be out in the next Idaho Observer issue, the April issue. And you can get it through republicbroadcasting.org by going to the website. It's on the homepage. I believe there's a link. And it's available for $19.95. It is a DVD. It's the high-quality DVD. And $4.95 shipping and handling. Or you can get it through calling RBN at 1-800-724-2719. Now, as I mentioned, I've been talking with a surprise guest. Judy Andreas came on the show on short notice. And Judy, can I ask you, first of all, would you hang in for the next hour?
Okay, only if I can promote my website.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you to do. If you agreed to do that, I was going to allow you to pitch that.
Okay, so it's a deal then. If I don't agree, then I can't say my website.
All right, let's give the callers a heads up here. If you'd like to ask Judy a question or make a comment for the show, the number is 1-800-313-9443, and we'll take your calls gladly. Okay, Judy, your turn.
Oh, thank you. www.judyandreas.com. It was easy, painless.
That's pretty simple, okay? And that's www.judyandreas.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And your new book, is that Judaism's?
Oh, no, Judaism is my first, and my second one
that's your first. Okay.
Broken Heart Dreams and Shattered Promises, which doesn't have a very optimistic title, but it's about loss. It's a little different. I do have a couple of conspiratorial things in there, but I have some poetry, and I have some personal stories.
Uh-huh. Okay, we're going to take a short pause for the cause. I've got to pay the bills here. And in the meantime, we'll be fielding some calls from the listeners, and we'll be right back with the National Intel Report.
It's true.